Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we're going to hear from driver of the number 98 modified and now a stock car, Kevin Stoa. We're also going to hear from Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts, a little bit from Levi Allen from Arlington Raceway about their racing season. And we'll also be joined by our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
The Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series is back for 2018. With the strongest field of drivers in series history, every race will be a knockout, door-to-door battle for the championship. Don't miss the best late model veterans, up-and-comers, and former champs compete in the nation's top dirt track racing. Be there for the Napa Auto Parts North Star Nationals, May 19th at Deer Creek Speedway. For more info, call 887-DCS-RACE or visit DeerCreekSpeedway.com.
In an age where sports fans raid their college funds to pay for parking, where a single beer could cost $9, one tailgating paradise shines in the darkness. It's the only Saturday night of pure action that's BYOB. And there's always free parking coming soon to a track near you. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Night Race, only at Kansas Speedway, May 12th. Tickets at KansasSpeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Ignition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Ignition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see InternationalSteelErectors.com.
ISC is the place to be.
One motorcycle captured the imagination like no other. It changed the concept of what riding can be. And now, it's ready to do it all over again. Introducing the entirely new 2018 Honda Goldwing and Goldwing Tour. Redesigned from the road up, the new Goldwing is nearly 90 pounds lighter than before. It features an all-new engine, the industry's first 7-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and a whole lot more. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and see the 2018 Honda Goldwing for yourself. USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man here to remind you that Cookies products aren't just for barbecue night. Let us make your other favorite meals and gatherings better too. Top your tacos with Cookies Taco Sauce on Taco Tuesday. Smother your wings with our Wings and Things Hot Sauce for Wing Wednesday. Pair Cookies Premium Salsa with chips for Fiesta Friday. Make all of your favorite appetizers with our products on Sunday Funday. Remember, smart cookies use cookies. Visit us at CookiesBBQ.com.
Cookies is the one.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by number 98, Kevin Stoa. And Kevin, you are going to be running stock cars this season. Talk about how that deal all came together.
Well, actually, I'll be running both stock car and modified, and I was going to get out of the modified deal, I thought, and Chris Adams, I made a deal with my old buddy Chris Adams to build a stock car, and then a few weeks later, I ran across a repaired, modified 2016 Jay McDonald car that Jay was fixing, and one of my customers thought I just had to have it and couldn't pass the deal up, so that's kind of where it ended up. We raced the modified last Saturday at Deer Creek and felt real good in it. It's got some bugs and the brakes and some different things that we got to work through, but the stock car, we're hoping to make the opener at Mason City with it, and then we'll run Saturday with the mod and Sunday with the stock car at Mason City.
The stock car class is tremendous. Derek Green, Dustin Larson, Chad Palmer, there are so many great drivers, and the speeds and closeness of that racing really has made that stock car class a fan favorite in this area.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you know, you watch a lot of times when they're there, they just put on the best show, you know. And yeah, there is some really good drivers in there, and I got to drive Andy Altenberg's stock car 4 times last year, and just had a ball with it. You know, it was a lot of fun, and the technical side isn't. I mean, there's still a lot of work, and you got to make sure everything's right, but. You know, on the rear suspension and that, I don't think the stock cars get outdated like the modifieds do. So my plan with this stock car is to race it for quite a few years, not having to go buy a new car like you do in a modified, it seems like.
You really mentioned it right there is fun. When I'm watching the stock car drivers, I can imagine all of you guys are smiling because when the racing is that tight and the race isn't decided till you're coming out of turn 4 for the checkered flag, that's got to be exciting for you as a driver.
Oh, for sure. It's close. I know the last time I ran last year, there's 3 of us fighting for the lead, and I was in the middle of the sandwich, and it was just inches separating us the whole time, and it was an exciting race. I didn't win. I finished second, but it was that much fun. You know, it was just really close racing, and you know, the cars are stock cars, they're stock suspension, so they don't necessarily get a lot of traction, and you have to control the throttle, but you know, they don't have all the gizmos underneath to hook them up, so it just makes it a fun class, and everybody's really even.
What was it like growing up? Have you always lived in Albert Lea, and how many siblings do you have?
I'm the youngest of 7. My oldest brother was Roger, and he built race cars when I was a kid, so that's kind of how I got started in it. And he was buddies with the guys from Austin, you know, the Wytaskis and Steve Sorensen and Micah Tormson, and so I got to see a lot of those guys growing up. And then there was a lot of cars from Rochester that came out to our farm for different repairs, and I got to meet and look up to a lot of those guys, you know, and sit in the race cars when they're out to the farm and dream about my own deal. I guess that's what got it all instilled in me. And then I grew up in between Albert Lea and Austin on a farm, went to Albert Lea High School, and then moved up to Casson and lived there for, I think, 11 years. And then moved to Iowa for a while, 7 years or so. And then I took a job with the Target NASCAR team with Chip Ganassi and worked down there for 3.5 years until they closed their engine shop. I started tuning cars on the road. I tuned cars for like Brian Clausen and Dario Franchitti. Got to meet a lot of people there. That was a lot of fun. But then they closed down their engine shop, kind of forced to, I guess, because they lost the sponsorship from Chevrolet. So then all of a sudden I was unemployed. So I didn't think I was going to come back here, but then some people talked me into it, and here we are. And I employ 3 people here at the shop, and adding another guy the end of May, so we'll have maybe 5 of us total here in the shop, and things are going good.
Where did you learn your building and mechanical skills? Did you have formal training, or did you just figure it out on your own and learn how to make things better?
Well, growing up on a farm, and you know, the time I did, especially fixed everything on the farm. You know, whether it was welding a plow or disc back together or whatever, we fixed it. Or engines, you know, engine stuff. My brother was on the chassis side. I did some of that growing up, working with him. And for whatever reason, I got interested in the engine side. I can't even tell you why. So I went to school in Austin and had awesome instructors, Bob Bang and Jim Tapp, who owned Austin Machine forever, and Jim built lots of performance and race engines. So I had a really good start there with those instructors, you know, and then went on to work for Napa for quite a few years. I was working for Napa in high school. So I worked for Napa, I think, total for 16 years or something, and got a big wide, broad, I should say, broad base there as far as working on diesel engines and race car engines and whatever. And then as time progressed, I took a job with JR Motorsports in Ankeny, Iowa, which was all race engines. And then through my contacts there, ended up in North Carolina working for Ganassi. So I have a pretty good resume as far as engine work and building and machining and all that, I guess. And I still like it. I mean, it gets, you know, anything gets old and stressful or whatever, but I guess I still like it and have the passion for it, so I keep digging.
How old were you when you got your first race car?
I was 15. It's not really that I got my first race car. I actually drug a four-door Chevelle out of the woods and put a cage in it and got a stock junkyard engine, and I would drag it to Lansing whenever I could afford to get there. You know, I never have had a lot of, I guess, huge amount of support or whatever. I shouldn't say that, but I mean, I pretty much had to do it on my own. So, you know, I might race 1 week and take 2 weeks off. And I didn't have a trailer or anything back then, so I borrowed one half the time. And then once in a while, we lived 10 miles straight west to Lansing. So we would sometimes, if we couldn't find a trailer or whatever, we'd just drive the car to Lansing and then I'd race it. And then I would drive it across to Steve Sorensen's place and leave it at his place and then go pick it up the next day on Sunday.
What does the recent closing of Chateau Raceway in Lansing mean for many area drivers? I can think of a lot of them who either have Peer Stocks or Hornets that now have to consider towing to Mississippi Thunder Speedway, or if Deer Creek doesn't happen to have their class, what happens to some of those guys?
Well, I'm sure there's some that'll probably quit. It's a bad deal, you know, all the way around, because and it's not, for me, it's hard to go on a Friday. I liked racing at Lansing and that, but it's just hard to get out of work and go, and I'm sure that's the same for a lot of people. But with it closing, you know, there's potential business I won't have, because, you know, I'm sure that a racetrack, the surrounding area around the racetrack supports it, you know. So if it's up and running, there's a good chance that people in the area are going to race. If they have to drive 2 hours to race, I'm sure some of them will probably hang it up, you know. We still have Deer Creek, but, you know, anytime a racetrack closes, it's just, you know, I don't want to say to the end, but, I mean, we used to have Owatonna, you had Cassin, you know, it had Lansing, and now, you know, you just, there's less and less venues. But it's a sign of the times, because, you know, there's just less people interested in it, I guess, than there used to be. There's so much else going on.
You also built some cars like Superstocks for Mark Teske and others.
Yeah, Mark and Travis Underdahl and Rick Franzen and Luke Elias. Back then, I was living in Cassin and had a few guys helping me, you know, five or six guys, whatever. So they'd work on the modified, and I'd build these cars and just try and help fund my own operation, I guess. But it was a lot of fun. Those cars were fast, and the guys got along with them really good, and they did real well.
When did you get your first modified, and do you remember that very first car?
There again, I didn't get my first modified. I actually built it. I think it was 91. I built a car, and I don't know. There's a lot of things I should have done different as far as, you know, just cage placement and different things, but it got me out there, and I kind of struggled, I think, with that deal. And the Super Stocks, I did pretty well in there at the end. But, you know, it's like any time you move up, it's a learning curve. And back then, we built our own stuff. So, you know, it made it more of a learning curve. I mean, today you go and you buy a factory-built car. I mean, that just seems to be what people do. So if you got the funds and you got some talent, well, I always say success in racing is when talent meets money. I mean, that's what it is. And you know, it's a lot different now. So anyways, I built my own cars up until 95. But I felt like I had to sell, my audience to sell to is pretty limited, you know, because you got to be local, and then maybe the guy has to be a fan of yours or like you or whatever if he's going to buy your car. Or I figured if I bought at that time a Pro Chassis, I could just advertise as a Pro Chassis and sell it who knows where. And that proved to be probably a wise decision to do that. So I ran Pros from 95, 96. And then after that, I was with Dirtworks for a long time. I got a 97 Dirtworks. I met those guys at Super Nationals, and they were from Missouri. And shoot, I think I ran those up till 2004. Won a lot of races with them and had a great relationship with those guys. They built some really good cars. And then they were building cars at JR Motorsports where I was working. So then I tried some of the Victory cars a little bit, but I seemed to get along with the Dirtworks cars a lot better. And after that, I guess I went to North Carolina, so I didn't even race for a couple of years.
The USMTS, the era that you ran with Tommy Meyer, Mark Noble, Kelly Shryock, Ron Schreiner, and more, what a great group of guys that was.
Yeah, that's when it was it, you know. I mean, those guys were awesome, and, you know, they all came from the same era as me. You know, I didn't race that much in the USMTS because I just couldn't travel and that kind of thing. It's pretty locked down. But, you know, that whole group was, that's when racing was really hot, you know. I mean, I'm not saying it's not now, but definitely was, and the competition was crazy. Those guys were all really good racers.
What are some of your most vivid memories of your 3-year involvement with NASCAR?
You know, it's kind of a blur, actually, but I didn't have anything real exciting, you know. I mean, I wasn't, like, starstruck. I mean, when I worked with those guys, I was like, well, they're just another guy. They might be famous and have a lot of money or whatever. But I think the funnest part was working with my base crew, which was Bob Fisher and Larry Wallace and some of the guys there in the shop, at the engine shop. And they were actually Cale Yarbrough's original... Some of them were Cale Yarbrough's original pit crew, you know, so they had stories, and I just loved to listen to it, you know. So I traveled for 6 months with different things. They sent me to tests and some races, and no actual NASCAR races, but I tuned for testing, and I know I went to Road Atlanta with Scott Pruitt one time, and they fly us all over the country, so that was interesting and new, you know. I mean, you always had good things to eat and fancy restaurants and whatever. But so there's a lot of interesting things that happened. But that was only 6 months, and then the assembler job opened up. Well, when I was at the shop, I'm not one that can sit around. I'm always looking for something to do. If I got to be there for 8 hours, I want to be busy. And so I was always aggressively looking for work. And pretty soon I was in a machine shop, and I was building all kinds of different things. And then when that assembly job opened up, they knew my experience, so they offered it to me. Well, and all of a sudden I was assembling cup engines, and I did that for the remainder of time, the 3 years. First engine I ever assembled, Juan Pablo ran second at Talladega with, you know, so that was cool to assemble an engine, and it ran second and didn't win, but it ran second, and I just had a lot of fun just working there. It was just a really good place to work.
What are your most memorable moments behind the wheel of a modified?
Just any time you could come from deep in the field. It seemed like we could back then more. Now it's a little tougher, whether it's the track conditions or just, you know, the cars the way they are. I don't know, but at Britt, Iowa, they had a deal that K-Brick Distributing sponsored, and it was a challenge, they called it. If they had, I think it was 22 cars, and you say you won your heat in the Dasher, your previous feature winner from the week before, then you could elect to start in the rear for extra money. And it paid $500 extra, and it would go up $100 a time that people took it and didn't win it. So the 1 year, I won $3,200 extra doing that. We won it a few times, and that was a blast. I mean, you'd start dead last, and, you know, I could hang the right rear about off the racetrack and pass, like, 8 cars in the first lap, you know, if it worked out. So, you know, between that and winning the Night of 1,000 Stars and the Super Nationals, and I'm hoping to still make some memories. Now that I have 3 little boys, my bucket list is to win a feature at Deer Creek so we can all be in the victory lane together. So we'll see if we can do it.
You once built a modified in 6 days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were racing at Owatonna, and I don't know, something happened to Mark Noble, and he got in a tangle and ended up spinning around, and I hit him head on and bent both cars. I think that was like a week before the Night of a Thousand Stars or something. And I had a car on order from Dirtworks, but I always got them. They were bare, no paint or anything. So we straightened that old car enough to race it, which, whatever, I was running points at Casson or wherever. So then my old buddy Larry Narveson was a trucker for Fearickson Trucking in Dodge Center, and he picked up the frame on, I think, a Thursday night, had it back here Friday. We'd already started bending some tin in that, and tried to do as much as we could on that new car. Because back then, I mean, I don't know, I think most everybody did it this way. You used all the parts off your old car to put on your new car. You know, now it seems like they got a spare car and a trailer. So I raced it Sunday night, and then I had neighbors come over. Just anybody that could run a wrench and strip the one car down and start putting the other car together. And we raced it that Thursday night then in Britt. And that was crazy. We were bleeding the brakes just before the heat race. And, you know, it was kind of stressful too. But it worked out, and that car was fast. And I don't remember how we did. I think I got a flat tire or something in the feature. But we were really fast down there with that brand new car that was slapped together in a few days.
You mentioned the family. Wow. Three boys, and they look like some enthusiastic young race fans watching Dad. So you think there are going to be some race drivers coming?
I don't know. The oldest, Clay, he loves his race cars, and their Saturday night, he kept coming over and having me grade his track with a wheel spacer, and I made him a little racetrack in the dirt. And we had to grade it a few times because people weren't paying attention. They'd walk through it, and then he'd get mad and be like, "Dad, grade my track." But he says he wants to be a crew chief. We'll see. I'm not pushing him to race. In fact, in some ways, I know what it takes. And even now, every spare minute, you know, between the business and that, I'm trying to get the car together for the weekend, and people don't realize sometimes how much of a struggle it is to do that. But we'll see. The middle one is, he seems to like it, but he doesn't say much about anything. I did set him on a go-kart one time, and he was ready to gas it up. It was running, and he was, you know, if it fit him more, he'd go. I do have a few go-karts for him. I just got to get them up and running because they're kind of fixer-uppers. But then the youngest one, of course, it remains to be seen because he's only 7 months old. So we'll see.
Your wife, she seems extremely supportive about what you do in racing.
Yeah, I mean, family's first and business, and then racing's on down the line. Like I told her this week, I didn't even know if we'd go Saturday because we got one of the middle one's birthday party is Sunday, you know, and she's like, "Oh, I think we can do it. I think we can get it all done, and as long as we get out of the races right away, we'll be fine." So yeah, she's supportive, but I've been racing a long time too, and I know there's a lot of races down the way, so I try to keep it fun and not push it to the point where it's not fun, you know.
This sport, dirt track racing, from the fans to the drivers, promoters to the sponsors, racing business owners, and retired drivers, there are some very passionate people that want to see this sport continue long into the future.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's my livelihood, and of course I love it. And there is, I mean, the people that are still doing it and still here are very passionate. For whatever reason, we've lost some people. I think it's just harder to do. You know, back in the old days, you'd take a car and knock the windows out, put a roll bar in, go race it, you know. And now it's just different. I mean, back then too, you could go to the junkyard. A lot of people were sponsored by junkyards. I was. Michigan Auto Parts, Jim sponsored me for a long, long time. But it gets to the point where that stuff we use is no longer there. I mean, it's either junk or crushed or whatever, so you have to go buy new tie rods and new brakes and all this stuff, and then it just, it's made the expense go up. So, you know, some people just flat can't afford it, but the very passionate ones figure out a way to afford it.
What are your goals in 2018? I know you mentioned winning a modified feature so the whole family can be in the victory lane with you.
It's a big deal. I've never won a race at Deer Creek. I have never won. I've run second quite a few times in the past years, but I've never won a feature there. So, you know, that's it. I'd like to win a feature at Deer Creek. I'm not setting my sights on track championships or big races or whatever. In fact, you know, we'll see how we run at the local races and see how many bigger races we'll run. And then with the stock car, I'll decide, you know, at some of those deals at Deer Creek, they run the stock cars at special events. And then I'll decide which car I'm going to run, if they're going to run both. I mean, sometimes they run stock cars with the sprint cars or whatever, and then that's fine. But otherwise, I'll decide which one I have the best chance in winning in, I guess, and that's what I'll take.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you take that first checkered flag at Deer Creek Speedway, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
All right, thank you very much.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Napa Know How.
As much as people talk about the weather, you'd think we'd be experts by now. Fact is, nobody knows what it's going to do. That's why you need Bosch Icon Wiper Blades, now $10 off a pair. They provide superior visibility in all springtime weather conditions. So be prepared with Bosch Icon Blades, now $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify. Power Lift Doors. Power Lift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Power Lift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts. And Pat, you were on the road right after the first of the year going to indoor shows, and then as soon as the tracks were racing down south, you were heading that way. You are really a hands-on guy and like to be right there in the mix.
Yeah, you know, I got a Transmission Digest magazine one day, and I was looking on the back of it, and at the top of the back page it said, face-to-face still matters. And I really, truly believe that that's what keeps me on the cutting edge of what the racer needs, because I went to the Dome race down there in St. Louis, and then I spent 10 days at a race, Volusia County Speedway down in Florida. I actually lived at the racetrack for 10 days, and I was there when they got up, and I was there when they went to bed. I would listen to their problems during the day, and we helped a lot of the racers that had driveline problems there at the racetrack. And then after that, I kind of ventured away from my normal stuff, and I stopped in Georgia and spent 2 days at a drag racing facility. And then at the beginning of March, we went to the B-Mod special that they had in Humboldt, Kansas. And then a week after that, I went back for the King of America. And just this last Friday night, I was in St. Louis at a Lucas Oil late model race. So, yeah, we like to show up at racetracks and listen to problems and try to figure out new ideas for what needs to be done.
Pat, I have to ask you, what are your plans for Boone this season? Because Fast Shafts is always a huge part of that event and always doing something really cool.
Well, I can't tell you. We're still the sponsor of the Fast Shaft All-Star Invitational. We are going to put all 30 of the drivers in a Fast Shaft driving suit again this year. And like last year, we invited six of the many IMCA sponsors to participate in advertising on the driving suits. So we're still going to be, like I said, the major sponsor of that event. We're going to do the driving suits. We got a new trailer this year that we're real excited about. It's a new service trailer, you know, or support trailer, if you want to call it that. But we're real excited about that. We took it to St. Louis this weekend, and like I said, we're going to be back at Boone doing what we normally do. We're going to have all of our drive shafts there. We're going to have service available, and, you know, we're still going to be, like I said, the title sponsor to the Fast Shaft All-Star Invitational.
And our driver's guest that is joining us today on the Dirt Show, number 98, Kevin Stoa. He has had some success down at Boone.
Yeah, Kevin Stoa and I have been good friends for many, many years. Kevin is a very, very upstanding individual. He's got a good business. He's a racer's engine builder. You know, he's building motors up there and doing a very, very good job. Kevin is probably one of the best in the industry. He's just a nice guy all the way around.
One of the Hot Rod Power Tour guys broke a drive shaft coming through Des Moines. You guys built him a new one in an hour. Now that is service.
Yeah, somehow he found my phone number in my facility here. We've got two hoists that we can actually lift cars in the air, and we can actually do in-vehicle differential repair or in-vehicle drive shaft repair. And yeah, he called me, and he had a little, I think it was a 64 or 65 Falcon, a real cute little car, and called me and told me what his situation was, and I just kind of rearranged the work schedule that we had, and we dropped what we were doing and put two guys on it and built him a nice slick aluminum dry shaft for him real quick. And he, like I said, he was on the road in an hour, and I think he'll be a customer for life.
When you check into comments on your business, comments like friendly, knowledgeable, and fast turnaround, if I'm a race driver, I'm a hot rodder, I'm a drag racer, and I want to be doing what I love every single weekend, those are words I want to hear.
Well, you know, I've been a firm believer for many, many years that people call me because they need me. They don't call me because they don't want to talk. You know, they call me because they need a dry shaft. Even as we sit here right now at 5:34, I'm still typing up UPS labels so I can take UPS packages to the UPS depot so that people can have their product as quick as they can get it. We believe that that's one of the things that keeps us ahead of the competition. We build a good product, we offer it at a fair price, and we deliver it when we say we're going to deliver it.
Pat, how can they find out more about Fast Shafts and all of the other racing products you provide?
Well, one of the neat things we've got, we've just, for the first time in 20-some years, we put together a nice little catalog. And, you know, if they want to contact me on Facebook and give me an address, I'll be happy to send them a catalog and some stickers and a couple koozies. They can find me on Facebook. They can find us on the Internet at fastshafts.com. Or they can just call me whenever they need. Like, I'm here between 7:30 and 6 just about every day. You know, our phone number is 800-622-6617. So they should be able to find me.
Pat, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Well, we appreciate being here. We appreciate all the good customers. It's been a good year. I believe that 2018 is going to be a banner year for us, and we're going to keep looking for new ideas, and we're going to keep growing. So we thank you for giving us a call.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
The big boys with the big toys!
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plant. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Levi Allen from Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota. And Levi, as we are talking right now, your test and tune is going on this Saturday, and it's going to be great to see the cars finally out on the track.
Absolutely. It's been way too long this spring to leave them sit. We need to get them on the track and get them a little dirty.
Next weekend, May 12th, you kick off your season opener at Arlington Raceway, and I highly recommend a trip to that track. If you have not been there before, you really need to get over there. You guys do a great job, your entire staff, at keeping the program running. You do have a lot of classes, but you always get people out of there at a decent time, and you do a great job with that. And I'm sure all the drivers are itching to get their cars out there on May 12th.
Absolutely. We have Horace Graphics is sponsoring our best appearing car that night, so there'll be awards for each class for the best looking car. So it's always nice to see the cars where they get dents and dings and scratches and scrapes in them, and it's just a good time to get out. Everybody's been itching with cabin fever to get out and see the cars all fresh and ready to go.
I really feel bad for those guys that bring out their car they've worked on all winter long on opening night, and they basically have to put a new body on it after opening night.
Yeah, we had one 2 years ago, I believe, that won best appearing car and ended up destroying it on the first lap of the feature. He rolled on the front stretch and bent the frame, and it was pretty well junk. That's always unfortunate, but hopefully that doesn't happen this year.
Levi, on a regular night of racing at Arlington Raceway, what are the classes of cars fans can expect to see?
On a regular night, we run IMCA Hobbies, Outlaw Hobbies, IMCA Sport Compact, IMCA Sport Mod, IMCA Stock Cars, IMCA Sprint Cars, and IMCA A-Mods.
Something that Arlington Raceway does really well is driver development. I love getting there early. We usually get to catch the last few feature races of your go-kart program. Then it goes into the autocross. And what I find is big sections of the crowd are cheering for certain drivers out in that autocross. So you know, not only is there a new driver out there potentially running autocross, but they've also brought a whole bunch of new fans. So you're not only growing drivers, you're growing fans.
Absolutely. It's important to get those people involved. You know, some of these kids can't afford to go out and buy a full-blown race car and race the whole season. So we'll give them the option to run the autocross deal on a little track, and they run every other week or so, twice a month, and they can just get to come out and have a good time. There's no pressure. There's no big motor bills. Anybody can afford to do it. You just bring an old vehicle out and beat the crap out of it.
And over the past 11 seasons, I can't remember how many names I've read that started out winning in your kart program, and they're now either in the Hornets, they're in a B-Mod, they've jumped to a sprint car. That program really grows new drivers.
Yep, there's a lot of the kids that, you know, they race go-karts anyways at other places, and they're coming here with their friends or their family or whatever, so we just figured why not give them an option to race here and kind of help develop them and grow them into drivers, and someday they'll hit the big track.
An event we've really enjoyed is the Dan Graham's night, and you put up a little extra money for the sprint cars on that night, so you usually get a few extra cars.
Yep, this year Trevor Service actually bought out Lev Wings, so he's running Lev Wings, and he picked up the sponsorship for that night, so he's adding an extra $1,000 into the payout that night, so it's going to be even better than it was last year as far as payout. So yeah, we do usually draw a few extra cars for that, for sure.
Another night that's always really fun is the Sibley County Fair Night, because not only do you get to bring the family over and enjoy some of the fair scenery, but then you also get to enjoy a night of racing.
Yeah, this year we're starting the fair on August 1st with our Sibley County Fair Stock Car Shootout. That's a minimum $1,500 to win for the stock cars, and it will probably go up from there as we pick up more sponsors for that. But we draw a lot of stock cars that night, and last year it was a heck of a show, and 2 years ago Mike Nichols won it, and you get a lot of big-name cars that night. The 3rd of August is our night of destruction during the fair. It's just a lot of fun. It's more of the autocross and the more fun type events that, you know, no pressure, figure eight type stuff. And this year, we're actually going to race in school buses. We went and bought a bunch of buses, so we're going to have school bus races that night, too. And then that Saturday night will be regular races during the fair.
Underneath the grandstand, you have a great shop with checkered flags for the kids, lots of stuff for the kids to buy, and you also have photos. So if you have a certain driver out there on the track you would like a really nice photo of, that's what I always do, is go down there and grab a few photos every time I'm at Arlington Raceway.
Yeah, we do. We have a great track photographer. She does a good job. You know, if you need special requests or whatever, you can ask her before the races, and she'll get pretty much whatever kind of shot you want for the purchase after the races there.
Levi, if fans would like to find out more about Arlington Raceway, your race schedule, or directions to the track, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is updated most would be our Facebook page, Arlington Raceway official page on Facebook, or our website, www.arlingtonraceway.com, or feel free to give me a call at 507-380-6998.
Levi, thank you so much for taking time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second-floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual five-hour energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stock since 1990. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care Products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed. And Speed, one thing that can really make somebody's cooking stand out is seasoning, and your flavor enhancer is award-winning.
I'll tell you what, Clayton, that flavor enhancer is kind of the secret in your gun holster. That cookie's flavor enhancer, I don't care from popcorn to pasta to, I like to sprinkle it on bacon when I'm cooking my bacon in the smoker. A little of that on the bacon and a little bit of granulated brown sugar makes mighty tasty. The big thing, you know, just taking your average burger to a pound of ground beef, I don't care if you're using the 80-20 or 85-15, I use about, teaspoon to a tablespoon. You can vary it according to your own taste, but mix that right in with a hamburger per pound. Put that thing together, just cook her up to the 160 degrees and lay a slice of cheese on top and drizzle a little bit of cookie barbecue sauce on top of that, and what more do we need, Clayton?
And if you're down at the racetrack at the campground and wonder why everybody's gravitating towards a certain guy's grill and his burgers instead of yours, you know he probably has Cookies Flavor Enhancer.
You better look. He might be having a little jug of Cookies Flavor Enhancer in his back pocket and kind of slipping that out there. And that's what's going to set him apart from the rest of them.
One thing that you do very well is you teach people how to cook. So if they want to learn more about your products and how to use those, where can they find that out?
The best thing to do, Clayton, they just go to cookiesbbq.com. That's cookiesbbq.com. There's all kinds of great recipes on there, and they'll just get all kinds of tips. And if they can't find cookies in their store, that same website, they can order it right off of there. And down the road in about another, 2 to 3 weeks, while they'll be seeing Cookies' new Korean barbecue sauce just to die for.
Thanks for being with us, Speed.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayton. See you, buddy.
There's nothing like the feel of horsepower under your foot. Hi, this is Corey. Byers Engine Service has a long history of building motors for racers and car enthusiasts alike all over this region. Byers Engine Service is constantly upgrading our equipment to keep up with the latest technology and tolerances, offering engine dyno tuning for race cars, performance street cars, and restorations. We carry racing fuel and oil, nitrous oxide, and sell performance parts in-house. No gimmicks, just horsepower is what you get at Byers Engine Service. 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme Powder Coating. Don't settle for a finish that will chip or blur. Take it to the expert metal finishers. No matter the shape, if it's square or round, they got the best finishing technique around. Anything metal, we can take it farther. It looks like paint and it acts like armor. Committed to excellence every day. With years of experience, we're here to stay. Extreme Powder Coating.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, I hope everybody had a chance to get out to the races last weekend. There was a few opportunities. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was racing on Friday night, and we were there. The 10th anniversary kickoff of Mississippi Thunder Speedway. In the Hornet feature, it was Jeremy Johnson over Don Martins and Jason Schlagel. In the USRA modified feature, the 1M of Kurt Myers over Keith Foss and Dustin Sorensen. In the USRA late model A-Main, Lance Hofer over Justin Sass and Barry Johnson. In the USRA B-Mod feature, Parker Hale in his brand new Dirt Dueler taking the checkered flag over Dan Hoofden and J.T. Wasman. In the 600 mods, Kyle Jumbeck over Chris Gilbertson and John Griffin. And in the USRA Hobby Stock feature, it was Brady Link over Jay Mensink and Travis Krause. Last Saturday night, April 28th, they were racing at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. In your 410 wing sprint car A-Main, Austin McCarroll with his second victory in a row over Brooke Tantnell and Davey Heskins. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, it was Ryan Giles over Sawyer Phillips and Matt Morrow. And in a 305 wing sprint car A-Main, it was Matthew Seltzer over Kevin Hendrick and Devin Klein. Saturday night was the season opener at Deer Creek Speedway with 133 cars on hand. In the USRA modified A-Main, Nate Wasman over Josh Angst and Keith Torval. In the Superstock A-Main, Neil Eckhart over Jeff Brower and Ryan Schaffler. In the Street Stock A-Main, Blake Adams taking his first feature win over Jeff Krause and Nicholas Schwabach. In the Midwest Modifieds, it was Justin Froming over Michael Truscott and Calvin Iverson. In the USRA B-Mods, Jimmy Brosette taking the checkered flag over Andrew Bleese and Sean Walski. Last Sunday night, April 19th, they were racing at Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Riley Payson taking the IMCA Sport Compact A-Main. Chance Latz winning the IMCA Hobby Stocks. Doug Smith taking the victory in the Sport Mods. Derek Green taking a checkered flag in the stock cars, and Kyle Brown coming away with a feature win in the modifieds.
Spring is finally here, and you just want to put your windows down and enjoy the fresh air while you drive. Hi, this is Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If you can't put your window down at all, or you're now hearing brakes squeaking, suspension jiggling, or a belt squealing, stop by and see us here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. We can give your vehicle the urgent care that it needs and get you back on the road for hours of windows down and wind in the hair driving. See the Owatonna Auto Clinic at 902 Hoffman Drive or call 451-1950.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.